From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters. And just before we start this episode, two quick notes. First, we've just launched the search for our next Here Be Monsters t-shirt design. There's more info in the credits of this episode and over on our website at hbmpodcast.com/shirts. And the second thing, this is an episode about sounds, and as such, it would be a shame to hear it in a loud place or to listen without headphones on. So just keep that in mind. Okay, that's it. Enjoy the show.
If you asked me whether or not I was dependent on it, I would probably say that I am. It's not something that I need every day, but it's something that I rely on in those moments where I can't sleep or where I'm feeling particularly kind of overwhelmed with the day or what the next day is going to be. So I put my headphones in my ears and turn on my video.
Welcome.
And it takes a second to get going. As the video starts,
you don't feel anxious. You're calm.
This pulsing, tingling feeling starts on the back of my neck, just below the line where your ears would be. And as the video plays the sound in different ears, it'll travel from side to side, back and forth. And then it sort of eventually will wash over my head and neck until eventually my whole scalp, my whole brain feels like it's tingling. And then it'll sort of start to creep down my spine a little bit again with the tingling feeling. When it's really working well, there's almost like this ringing sensation, like when you're in a room that's purely silent and there's sort of this like ringing silence in your ears. It feels kind of the same way. Throughout this whole time, there's this feeling of euphoria that kind of washes over you, and I feel completely, totally calm, unlike any moment in my sort of real life. It's almost as if I was using a camera with a zoom lens, and maybe I'm living in the world sort of at a wide focal length and I can see lots of things, but then as I'm being triggered, I slowly begin to creep in and become hyper-focused on what's causing that. So it might be a sound, or it might be an action, or it might be someone's voice. And I think I become so fixated on that and trying to maintain that without losing it that I kind of get lost in that moment. You do almost feel like you're weightless. The fact that your head is touching a pillow is irrelevant. That doesn't exist at all. It's almost like your head is floating in midair. And this sensation is happening all around it. Like it's just like a black room. I mean, I hesitate to say that it's like an out-of-body experience, but I think maybe it's as close to that as what I could ever imagine. If sounds interrupt from the outside world, like a car drives by, it takes me out of that moment instantly.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about...
What the hell are you talking about?
The podcast about...
The unknown.
So I'm at Power Glen Elementary School. I'm probably about 7 years old. There is a cup in the center of the table that has a bunch of blue scissors, the little sort of crappy flimsy ones. But then in the center of those scissors is a pair of real scissors, a pair of scissors that you might find in your kitchen. And these are the scissors that make the good sound and that make the real crunchy sound. These are sort of reserved for the teacher or the student helper. These weren't for the kids. So we have some student teachers, and they come to help us make crafts with real scissors. The student teacher cuts into the thick cardboard. Almost immediately, I get in this relaxed state, and my brain starts to tingle. And I really enjoy it. And I wish that they would just cut the construction paper in a giant spiral and keep cutting and cutting and cutting. It almost makes me upset. I wish that I could continue being in that state, but then inevitably the class gets loud, and then that feeling sort of washes away. Feels like what I imagine doing heroin feels like. This sort of warmth that comes across your whole body and sets you at peace and just feel great. My colleague Megan, who's to my left, she's on the phone, and my other colleague Jen sits diagonally from me. And she starts to talk to me, and I can't really quite hear her, so I lean a little bit closer, and she starts to whisper to me so that she doesn't bother Megan, who's on the phone. So when she starts to whisper to me, I start to get this brain tingly feeling that I've had so many times before, but never really thought anything of. I just thought it was what happens to you, everybody, when they're feeling relaxed.
Okay.
My colleague Megan hangs up the phone, and the feeling immediately vanishes. I open up a new browser, and then I type in, "Why does my brain tingle when I hear whispering?" And I'm not really sure what to expect at this moment. I guess I thought it would just come back with, I don't know, a diagram of your brain or no search results found, but immediately this whole world opens up and there's tons of search results for things related to brain tingles and whispering. And I click the first one, which is a Wikipedia article for ASMR.
ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It's a physical sensation, often described as tingles, which usually begins in the crown of the head and works its way down the back of the head.
And as I read through this article, I start to realize that they're talking about me, and that this thing which has been happening to me for pretty much as long as I can remember is something that doesn't happen to everybody. I feel excited and weirded out and just so intrigued by this whole new world that I've found.
Down, soft speaking, whispering, watching someone perform a task. Everyone who experiences it has different triggers. And there are many people all over the world who experience.
And then as it starts to describe what causes this, I'm immediately like, yes, these are the same things that cause this feeling in me. Whispering, tapping, watching people perform an intricate task with their hands. All these kind of weird things that always made me feel so euphoric make other people feel this way too, I guess. There's a link out to a YouTube video It's a close-up shot of a man's hands with a UPS-style envelope. And I put my headphones in, and I turn up the volume, and he's just handling the package, sort of crunching it between his fingers. And then he flips it over. And then he begins to open the package up. And all this time, it's making sort of these very distinctive crinkling noises. And there's this, almost immediately, the video triggers this response in me. And then I watch another video, and another video, and another video, and another video. And then I open up my Gmail. The line that I type in the subject line, it just says, "crazy," with an exclamation mark. And I copy the link for the first video. And I immediately send it to my girlfriend.
What did your girlfriend say when she got the video?
You thought I was crazy.
Yeah, such a boring video.
So great, though. I think you replied something to the effect of, "What? What is this?" And then I remember having a multiple email exchange back and forth of you sort of being like, "This is ridiculous." I think I sat back down and sent you the link to the Wikipedia page and then just wrote, like, "This is me." It would have been cool if you also experienced it, because I feel like then, like, I've still yet to meet someone personally who has this or experiences this. And so I think it would be cool to say, like, "Hey, I found out this thing about myself," and then to have you say, "Oh yeah, that happens to me too," and then be able to, like, sort of discuss it. When I try to explain it to people, they just look at me like, "What the hell are you talking about?" And so it would be cool to have someone who also feels this way. And so that night, I get into bed and kiss my girlfriend goodnight. I open up YouTube.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I close my eyes, and it works.
Okay, so what brings you in to see me? Okay. All right.
And almost immediately, I feel so relaxed, and the moment of my day, which usually would be sort of fidgeting in and getting settled and sort of thinking about my day and the stuff I gotta do and a little bit of, like, anxiety, washes away. And I'm just left with this incredible feeling of calm, and before I know it, I'm asleep. As I realize that this actually works and helps me fall asleep, I kind of become dependent on them. Get into bed, kiss my girlfriend goodnight, open up YouTube. Get into bed, kiss my girlfriend goodnight, open up YouTube. I get into bed. I kiss my girlfriend goodnight. I open up YouTube. I get into bed. I kiss my girlfriend goodnight. I open up YouTube. I get into bed. I kiss my girlfriend goodnight. I
for the next
probably 3 months, I aggressively devour all the ASMR videos on YouTube and sort of systematically start working my way through them to find out what works, what doesn't work. And then eventually, almost like a wine connoisseur, I find a flavor or a style of video that really works well for me.
I kiss my girlfriend goodnight.
I open up YouTube.
I
get into bed.
I kiss my girlfriend goodnight.
I think I realized pretty quickly that this was much more than just something that was going to help me fall asleep. Like, this in many ways was like a game changer for how I live my life. No longer did I have to spend, you know, however long it was, racked with sort of anxiety or thoughts of what I needed to accomplish tomorrow. I could just sort of plug in and drift off. It was almost like a sleeping pill. And I think I realized that pretty quickly.
You too. Get into bed. Kiss my girlfriend goodnight. Open up YouTube. Open up YouTube. Get into bed. Get into bed. Kiss my girlfriend goodnight. Open up YouTube. Get into bed. Get into bed. Kiss my girlfriend goodnight. Open up YouTube. Open up YouTube.
So I get into bed, then I kiss my girlfriend goodnight, and I put my earbuds in, and I flick out the light, then I'm in the dark, and then I pull up a YouTube video, one of the ones that I've always used, the classic eye exam video.
And are there any other issues that have been going on lately with your eyes that I should know about?
And it just doesn't work. Then I open up another video, and again, it doesn't work, and I've been laying here for maybe 20 minutes listening to these videos, and none of them are working, and I try more, I try another one, and I try another one, another one, and I start to get panicked. Maybe this thing that was so great is gone. Everything seems more dire when you're trying to sleep. For some reason, when the lights are out, your mind just becomes hyper-focused on things. You just fixate on things. And then I was just laying there in the dark, awake. Eventually, I fall asleep, and I wake up the next day kind of upset. And I just had come to terms with the fact that it was never going to work for me again. Out of the gate, initially, I was addicted to them. Like, I was addicted to this feeling, and it was so easy to just plug in and experience this euphoric feeling. I was totally addicted to them. This was something that I'd come to count on to help me sleep, and I thought it was going to be gone forever. And then I think maybe like 2 weeks later, I decided like, I shouldn't close the door on this. Let's try it again. And so I got into bed, and I kissed my girlfriend goodnight. And I shut out the light, put my earbuds in, and plugged into one of my favorite videos that I had used so many times before. And it worked again.
Siegel produced this episode of Here Be Monsters. Her boyfriend is Devin Ingraham, who, most nights, still uses ASMR videos to fall asleep. We have a playlist of some of Devin's favorite videos up on our website. You can watch them at hbmpodcast.com. So before the show, I mentioned that we're making more podcast t-shirts over the summer, And this time, we're hoping to commission the design for them from you. What we're looking for is a design that's creative, beautiful, and unusual. Something that just screams, "Here be monsters."
Here be monsters!
So if you have a design, send it to us. And if we use it for our next batch of t-shirts, we'll mail you a couple of them, along with $450. So get at us with your t-shirt designs. You can find everything you need over on our website, including logos, suggested colors, submission guidelines, etc. That's all at hbmpodcast.com/shirts. There's also a link in the main menu of our website under the header labeled Merch. We're accepting submissions until the end of June, so hop on it. Okay, music on this episode came from The Black Spot and Ahi. Additional sounds from Richard Froelich, Arnaud Cotassier, Barbie Line, and Emma Whispers Red. We had screaming help on this episode from Benjamin Harper and John Hill. My name is Jeff Emman. My co-producer is Bethany Denton. Our editor is Nick White. Here Be Monsters is a part of the Independent Producer Project from KCRW. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.